morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, joining us today talking about some of the new videos produced that are giving consumers some insights into how beef is produced out on the ranch.
Well, we have great new content to share with consumers featuring profiles of Oklahoma's farming and ranching families from across the state. We know one of the main reasons consumers come to our website is to learn more about Oklahoma's farming and ranching families, so we want to share that story. The new videos we're sharing on our Facebook page have also really taken off. In 6 weeks from the launch of our first video, they have been viewed more than 250,000 times, and our Facebook page likes have increased fourfold. So we feel like we're doing a great job of sharing that story. Our goal with the campaign is to be authentic and educational in sharing the farming ranching story with sometimes a bit of humor. But we encourage everyone to visit oklabeef.org to learn more and also like us on Facebook.
Thanks, Heather. And cattle producers, you can go to oklabeef.org and learn more about how your checkoff is working for you at Cattleman's Corner.
The Environmental Protection Agency will not reallocate waived biofuel volumes in 2019. The agency denied a request by the corn and ethanol industries to reallocate any biofuel volumes lost to small refinery waivers next year, according to Reuters. Expansion of the waivers, which were unused under the Bush and Obama administrations, threatens demand for corn and corn-based ethanol. The renewable fuel standard requires oil refiners to blend biofuels each year or purchase blending credits. However, the small refiner waivers exempt any refinery that proves complying with the RFS causes them financial strain. The corn industry points out that some of the world's largest oil companies have received waivers from the Trump administration. Meanwhile, an EPA official this week also said that the 2019 biofuel mandate figures were set to be largely in line with the agency's June proposal of 19.88 billion gallons. In other news, the USDA is announcing investments in rural community facilities. The Department of Agriculture on Wednesday announced a $291 million investment to improve rural community infrastructure and essential services. Announced by Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Hazlett, the funding will improve rural communities for 761,000 residents in 18 states and Puerto Rico. USDA is investing in 41 projects through the Community Facilities Direct Loan Program. The funding helps rural small towns, cities, and communities make infrastructure improvements and provide essential facilities such as schools, libraries, courthouses, public safety facilities, hospitals, colleges, and daycare centers. Hazlett says of the projects that modern community facilities and infrastructure are key drivers of rural prosperity. Of the 41 projects USDA is investing in through the direct loan program, Oklahoma will receive a $642,100 loan to purchase land and construct a building for the Tahlequah Area Habitat for Humanity Incorporated, where donated items will be received and sold. Finally, today, in an announcement made yesterday, Kenneth Wagner was named by Governor-elect Kevin Stitt as his appointment to the office of Secretary of Energy and Environment for Oklahoma. Wagner is well-respected among environment leaders, energy industry experts, and state regulators in neighboring states, said Stitt. He will play a critical role in advising my administration on policy that encourages robust and responsible development of our natural resources, ensures clean air and clean water for all Oklahomans, and makes our state an example for others to follow. According to the release from Stitt's office, Wagner currently serves as the senior advisor to the Administrator for Regional and State Affairs at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Prior to working at the EPA, Wagner served as founding partner and managing partner at the Tulsa law firm Latham Wagner Steel and Lehman PC. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the 37th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, Saturday, December 1st at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 80 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bull Competition, Saturday, December 1st at Atoka Livestock Auction.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.